Let's go to God's Word this morning. Y'all ready or not? Say, ready? You're not sleeping on me or nothing, right? Okay? How about you? You're not going to sleep on me right here, are you? Because I can see you right there. I mean, that would be a disaster for you and me, okay? Had a guy this morning right there sleeping on me. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're on drugs. You're taking pills. We know it. I say that sometimes it gets on the radio, and I had this one lady, man, she went on Facebook and just blasted me. He tells his congregation, they're on drugs. Some of y'all are. Here we go. Come on. Let's go to God's Word. In a series called Change My Mind. It's not something I just made up, like you need a mind change. No, the Bible says, in one of the greatest chapters in the whole Bible, Philippians chapter 2, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What a great verse. It also says another place that we can do these things because we have the mind of Christ. So not only is it possible to have the mind of Christ, it's a must to have the mind of Christ if we're going to change our mind and change our life. And it's not your hands that have the problem. It's not your feet that have the problem. It's not your eyes that have the problem. It's your mind and your gut, your heart, your will. And so if we can change our mind, and we can, our life can be totally different. We can live a Christian life. We can have the life that Christ has for us. That's the plan here. Got it or not? So it's been a little series. We're going to pick it up today with actually a pretty tough, tough message. When I say tough, it's hard on the preacher because it's deep. It's deep. The title today is Jesus Thinks Like His Father. Who came up with the title? I did. Jesus Thinks Like His Father. And that's just, if you just rest right there just a second and think about that, that's pretty, how's he going to preach this message? Well, we'll see. Let's go with it and see. Now, if he thinks like his father, if Jesus thinks like his father, then Gary needs to think like his what? His father. Okay? And just to get started a little bit, just talk just a little bit. There's one God. One God. Got it? One God. In three persons. And it's crazy. But I'll just use this example. I'm Gary Clark. I'm one Gary Clark. Right here, Gary Clark. See him right here. Here he is. I'm a body. And if I don't open my mouth, it's just a body. Some of you are clapping. Shut up. You're terrible. I'm a body. But I'm also a soul. I am a person. I'm a personality. And so here's the body. But here's Gary when I open my mouth. You hear me? My personality, my way, my movement, my actions, my thinking. So I'm a body, but I'm also a soul. I'm a emotion, I'm my will, I'm my personality, but I'm also something you don't see. I have a spirit. I have a spirit. And one day this body will die. And that personality will just be a memory. But my spirit will live forever. And I'll go to be with Him and I'll be like Him, for I'll see Him as He is one day. That's what the Bible says. So as hard as it is to maybe imagine one God in three persons, that might not be the best way to describe it, but it gives you a little example. God Himself had to save us. Say that out loud. God Himself had to what? He had to save us. Now, I never heard this. I never knew nothing like this. God Himself had to save us. So how did He save us? God became a what? A man. A baby, born in human flesh. He was made like us. Why did Jesus Christ come? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit was involved in all of that. You see it in the birth of Christ story. Yes or no? Amen. Sure. All involved. God's all in. But God the Son came and He was made in the likeness of men. But Jesus Christ was 100% God. But He was also 100% what? Man. And so He was born as a baby. He didn't come out just, you know, a baby just doing miracles. He had to grow. He had to grow in stature, and He grew in favor with God and men. And He grew, but He was still God. Isn't that hard to wrap your head around? Very hard. But the Bible tells us to do this, He humbled Himself. He actually laid down certain powers and things to be able to pull this off and to do this for us. Why did Jesus come? What was the main reason Jesus came? He came to seek and to what? Save that which was what? Lost. He came to give His life a ransom, the Bible says, for many. That's why He came. And so when He was on this earth, He was tempted like we are. Is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. He was tested like we are. And He had to listen and make decisions. He was 100% man, but He was 100% God. And He had to listen, obey, and do the will of His Father. Is that too heavy for our brain today? But there's a difference between you and Jesus and me and Jesus. Here's the difference. I'm all man. And you're all woman. All man, all woman. You ain't like 100% God. No. The Bible says Adam, because of Adam, all have sinned. And because sin has entered the earth, all will die. Okay? But while we're here, we're all man. But now I'm a Christian. I'm saved. I can go to heaven. Amen. You still all man. Now you've been saved if you put your faith in Christ. You have been born again. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Great. That's wonderful. Fantastic. You're not going to burn in hell. That's nice. But you still have to live. Okay? Now your works won't get you to heaven. No, it's the works of Jesus that He died on the cross, rose from the dead, by which we're saved. Yes or no? Amen. But what about you? What about your life? Just as Jesus had to make decisions, but He was 100% God, 100% man. You have to make decisions, and you have to live your life, but you're just 100%. But yeah, but I'm a Christian now. Don't that mean I'm God now? No, at all. It means you have a fighting chance. Say that. I have a what? I have a fighting chance. Because I have His Word. Say His Word. I have His what? I have His Word, and I have His Spirit. That's not made me God, but has sealed me, the Bible says, and comes alongside me and will lead me into truth. The problem is, I love darkness rather than light. Because I'm all man. I'm bent towards sin. Y'all hear me or not? You all are. Nobody has to teach you to sin. If somebody does, you're so good at it. It's because we're bent that way. Well, in this life, if we're going to have the mind of Christ, we have the possibility to have it. And I'm not talking about hitting people on the head and flopping like a chicken. I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about having a life that honors Christ and that can make a better home. And a better you, and to be able to be a blessing to people, and to share Christ. God saved us to be the light that He knows we can be. Y'all with me so far? Now that ain't even in the message. So here we go. Let's unpack now. Let's see what we can find, and see what I can do. Change. I need to change my mind. I have the mind of Christ. I can do this. If any man be in Christ, he's a what? A new creature or creation. All things, old things are passed away. And all things are become what? Or are becoming what? New. A new way of life. A new way of thinking. A good example would be my mother. My mama. Drank every day of my life. She goes to church that Sunday after listening to Billy Graham on Saturday night. She puts her faith in Christ. There was a change in my mother. Now, it doesn't happen like this for everybody, but it can. She came home and took that alcohol that had had her imprisoned and poured it down the drain. And she never drank another drop. What happened? Christ happened. You understand? Well, does that mean that people that don't do that are going to hell? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means she was given because she wanted this and she believed it could happen. She took some authority over her mind with the power of Christ and over her actions, and she overcame that addiction. Did you hear me or not say? Can I do that? Yes, you can do that. Do you have to give the church money? No. You have to have the mind of Christ. Does the Bible say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Yes or no? Can we do all things? Can we make it through horrific situations? Some of you have been abused. You've been hurt so bad. You've been in marriages that destroyed you. Is life over for you? Is life over for you? Well, for some, the answer would be, yeah, life's over for me. But with Christ, I can overcome. I can do all things. I can make it. You hear me? But I can't make it on my 100% man thing. Because I'm bent towards sin. I'm bent towards, disaster. I'm bent towards wrong thinking. So if I'm going to do this, I need the mind of Christ. Capiche? Definition of change, to make into a different form. I need my mind to be different, Lord. Talk to Him like that. I'm screwed up, Lord. Help me. Nothing wrong with praying like that. It's good. Give up one form for another. I need to give up my thinking, Lord. My thinking's wrong. It ain't right. It ain't right. It doesn't line up with what You say, Lord. Give me the strength to do what You say. You hear me? To become different. I want to be different. Well, I've got His Word. I have His Spirit. If I want the mind of Christ, I can become different and I can think what? Differently. It is possible. We've been talking about it. And it's happened. It's happened in my life. If you come to a church where the pastor, you think the pastor's perfect. There's churches around here that preach are sinless. Did you know that? Did you know there's churches that preach that? It's hilarious to me. I can watch one guy preach. He's local. I watch him. And he don't think he sins, and I'm watching him sin as he's talking. I'm good at pointing out sin. I've been doing it for a long time. Plus, I'm the biggest sinner I know. The point is, guys, it's not about becoming sinless. We're going to always be fighting that. But wouldn't it be nice to have the victory over some of it? Yes or no? Wouldn't you like that? That's what we're discovering in this series. Help me, buddy. I'm gone now. Here we go. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Say the verse with me again. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now let's pick it up. Here's today's title, and it's a deep subject, especially for a fellow from Rockingham. Here we go. Jesus thinks like His Father. Now, to the normal reader, casual reader, well, God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. Normal thinking should be, well, of course He thinks like His Father. Because God the Father's God, God the Son's God, and God the Holy Spirit's God. Okay? But He talked to us while He was man on this earth, and He said several things about His Father that can help us if we'll watch it carefully. So here we go. Let's read some Scripture. Got lots of Scripture today. We won't make it through all of this. But this will probably be the only time I'm going to address this subject, though. Why does God the Father... Would you ask yourself this question? Say it with me. Why does God the Father love those who love and keep Jesus' Word? We'll see a verse later The Bible says, Jesus speaking, it says, when you keep my commands, my Father will love you for keeping my commands. Now, a lot of people think that means if I keep the Ten Commandments, I'll go to heaven. Because he said, if I keep his commands, God will love me. Well, see, God loved you before the commandments you keep. He loved you in your sin. This is about a relationship. He wants your mind to change. He wants you and him to be on the same page. He wants to use you. He wants to bless you. But you must keep his word for that mind change to happen and for that blessed life to happen. Keep looking. Why does he love me when I keep his words? We've given messages on this because those words, say it with me, are the very what? Ways and what? Thoughts of who? God's word is God's thoughts. God's word is God's ways. But if you pick up that book, I was just written by a man. That's because you're bent towards sin. You're bent towards excuse making. You're bent towards negative. That is the very words of God himself, the word of God. You hear me or not? Now, if you're not used to hearing that at a church, then you ain't used to hearing it at a church. But that's the word of God is right, I'm wrong. Say that with, the word of God is right, I'm what? That's called change your mind. I'm wrong, this is right. When I see that this is right and I'm wrong and I start doing what is right, that's called the mind of Christ. And God loves me for that. It isn't like, I love you, I'll take you to heaven now. Listen to me. No. Like any father, he sees you doing good. He sees you so stupid. And you finally got it. And he loves you for that. See the difference, yes or no? It's not taking you to heaven. No, it's cheering you on. It's encouraging you. It's building you up. Yes or no? Making you strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's what the change is. Beautiful. I understand it, but I've had to do it like a dozen times this message just to try to communicate it. So, God the Father and God the Son, they're both totally in agreement. Both come, both Father and Son, when we obey his commands, when we follow him, the Bible says that both Father and Son and Spirit, they come and make their abode in us and start living through us. Okay? How do you know God's living in you? You're changing. You hear me or not? How do you know the Lord, that you love the Lord? How do you know that the Lord loves you? Because you're wanting his will in your life. You're wanting his way in your life. And as you do that, he is helping you to grow. And that's what that looks like. Just keep that in mind. From the things that Jesus said concerning his Father, we can begin to understand, say that last part with me, that Jesus' thoughts were what? You know what the problem is? My thoughts ain't Jesus' thoughts. Your thoughts aren't Jesus' thoughts. The only way we're going to get Jesus' thoughts are through his word, obeying his commands, following him, and he will give you a changed mind. Does it happen overnight? It won't even happen in your whole lifetime. It's a process. How many would say in the last 5 years I've had major growth in my spiritual life? Let me see some hands. I've just grown. I have. I'm just different. Amen. That's what it looks like. You're growing. How many did some really stupid, crazy stuff and you just aren't doing it anymore? God has changed your mind. Let me see some hands. He just changed my mind. That's what that looks like. You hear me? Jesus thinks like his Father. A couple of points I'll make today. Jesus does what the Father says do. And I'd like to read some scripture now because I got a hush. They speak with one voice. God the Father, God the Son, and by the way, The Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us He will lead you into truth. The truth is what the Father says, the truth is what the Son says, and that's what the Spirit leads in. He leads in truth. Does it lead in a lie? Got it? I don't know about y'all, but I can watch stuff. I can listen. Now, I'm not the brightest guy sometimes, but I can see. We're to test the Spirit. People get up on a stage like me, and they'll lie to your face. Okay? And they can even feel it. Go, God told him. God told him. Problem is, it ain't in the Bible. It's not lining up with the Word. If you don't know the Word, I'm sorry that you can't see it. Yes or no? Jesus totally agrees with His Father. Father totally agrees with Him. And the Spirit's all about that truth. Verse 19, John 5. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, He does what the Father says do. Verily Jesus speaking, I say unto you, the Son can do what? Nothing of Himself, but what He sees the who? The Father do. For what things soever He does, these also the Son does likewise. That's the mind of Christ. That's the mind of Christ. Doing what God says do. Doing what His Word says do. Yeah, but He's Jesus, I ain't. Do you want the mind of Christ or not? It's going to take doing those things. Keep looking. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that Himself does. And He will show Him greater works than these that you or they may marvel. God has given us wonderful things in His Word that we can see. You hear me? You think we have all those Bible studies just for a picnic? When you have those Bible studies and you take it to heart, you can change. Can change. It's beautiful. 5:30, John. I can of my Jesus speaking. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Why? Because I seek not my what own will, but the will of my what Father which sent me. That is the mind of Christ. What Jesus did was the will of His Father. What Gary's supposed to do is the will of Jesus, the will of my Father. That is the mind of Christ. When I'm not in the will of God, that is not the mind of Christ. Is that clear today? Does that mean I'm not saved? I'm not going to heaven because I do wrong things? No, I'm acting normal. To do wrong things is normal. You don't get saved, and I'm sinless now. You're not. It's a process, and you'll never be sinless till we see Him one day as He is. Y'all hear me or not? I'll get criticism for saying that. You're ridiculous. Write that down. The biggest sinner I know is me. Because on this journey of trying to have Christ's mind, I see how horrible I am. I see choices I make, decisions I have, thoughts I have, how I speak sometimes. I think that's how I'm supposed to do it. I'm supposed to crucify myself. Is that what the Bible says? Sure it does. What was it Paul said? I die how much? Daily. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. Did he say that? Did the Apostle Paul wrote 13 books in the Bible? Did he say he's the chief of sinners? How many think Paul's better than Gary? All of you, come on, man. The mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. For I came down from heaven, Jesus speaking, sent with me not to do what? My own will, but the will of who? So the mind of Christ is not to do your own will. I'm probably losing you some on this. I'm just trying to let you see Jesus did the will of His Father. That was the mind of Christ. Well, if I have the mind of Jesus, then I do need to do the will of His Father, which is now my Father. It's no different. The only difference is I'm 100% man, and I've been saved. I've been sealed. I have His Word, but I still have this flesh. And I have my way of thinking. I have the bent that I'm already bent, sort of warped. And it's a challenge, isn't it? The mind of Christ. Then Jesus said unto them, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am Him, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has what? So I what? That's the mind of Christ. As our Father in His Word teaches us, we are to what? Speak and do. Yes or no? That's what it is. There is no other way. The only other way is you come forward some church and get slain in the spirit and you somehow, you got it good now. That's not reality, guys. I'm not saying you can't dedicate yourself wholly to the Lord. You can't get close to the Lord. You can't feel the Lord's presence. But I'm going to tell you right now, unless you stay in that book, unless you memorize scriptures, take it into your heart, crucify your flesh, fight the good fight of faith, buddy, it's going to be a tough road to hoe. You hear me? Keep looking. Jesus speaking, he that sent me is what? With me. The Father's not left me alone. Say this last part with me. We're talking about Jesus thinks like his Father. Say that part with me. For I what? Do always those things that what? What's the mind of Christ to the Christian? I do those things that do what? Please him. Let's take a quick poll. How many in this room do things sometimes that don't please God? See? That's the 100% man, 100% woman. How many have found yourself doing things that do please God? Let me see some hands. And you feel good about it. You feel, I think this is pleasing to the Lord. How many times when you do things that please the Lord, it takes you dying to yourself or humbling yourself? Let me see some hands. Well, isn't that amazing? The mind of Christ. There's not two deals here. The way Jesus did it and the way Gary does it. No, it's always the way what? That Jesus did it. The mind of Christ. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night comes when no man can what? When work. So he was all about his Father. Jesus said, I ain't spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should want. That's the mind of Christ. Not coming up with a new Bible. Not doing an end run around scripture you don't like. No, that's the mind of you, bent. Amen. Say. I said it in the first service, guys. It's sad today. The modern church, us today. It's almost, when I talk about Jesus and the mind of Christ and it's all about Jesus and God the Father and Jesus, it's almost like I'm a cult. Because Jesus has been left in the dust in a lot of places. You hear me or not? Just so you feel good. I hope you feel bad right now. Doesn't bother me. If change is happening in your life, that's a good thing. You know, my mama told me, she told me she still had that desire to drink. That's what she told me. She told me there ain't nothing that tastes better than that. But she crucified her flesh. And I'm not saying my mother's life is your life. But that was something my mama had to do for the mind of Christ in her life. And you know what? She did it. It cost her. My stepdad later murdered my mother. She was not the same lady that he met. The one that cheated on my daddy. That had no morals, no scruples, no nothing. She became a child of God. And she was a bright light. She loved him, cooked the best meals you ever seen, cared for him. But he was of his father, the devil, and took my mother's life. I don't know how it's going to end up for you, having the mind of Christ. But I know it's the will of him that I do the right thing. Yes or no, amen. I don't know if this is catching you or not. I'm trying. Would you say this out loud? If we regularly pray for God's help to say what he would have us to say, it would drastically change our lives. If you start reading the word and what he says is what you're going to say. What he says do, you're going to do that. When you're not doing it, you repent, humble yourself and do it. That's the mind of Christ. Unfortunately, we don't do it. We don't listen. to God our Father. We listen to our Father, the who. And this might not go over well with some of you today. The devil's not my daddy anymore, but I still listen to him. Voices in my head. I think of that song that Sherry does, telling me I'm not good, telling me I'm no good, telling me I'm trash. I'm really good. I'm really good at doing the wrong thing. The mind of Gary ain't the mind of Christ. Y'all hear me or not? I know you're disappointed in me, aren't you? I'm not better than you. How many struggle? Let me see some. You struggle with your mind in this room. You struggle some. That's me. I'm you. How many say things you wish you wouldn't say? Let me see some. That's me. I'm you. And I have to get up. I have to work at it. I have to repent. How many want it done right now in your way? Let me see some hands. See? I could do this all day. Here we go. Jesus said, listen, you're not doing the will of your Father. You don't have the mind of Christ because you're of your father, the devil. And without the mind of Christ, the lust of your father, you're going to do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the what? Because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar and he's the father of it. The mind of Christ. Paul said, the things I do, I shouldn't do. And he said, the things I shouldn't do, I'm doing. That was the Apostle Paul. The mind of Christ is I can't say it's a process. It is a process. But it's a daily, sometimes moment by moment or every half hour. I don't know. Kim, are you in the room? Good. There's nothing better than a marriage to show you that you either have the mind of Christ or the mind of the devil. It's all right if you're by yourself and you just all with you. Anytime you go outside of you with somebody else, you're going to start to see, I got problems. Or they've got problems. We need the mind of Christ. He that is of God, say this with me. He that is of God hears what? He told these people that weren't following him, you therefore don't hear them. You don't hear God's word. You're not of God. So if we're going to have the mind of Christ, we need the word of God. We need to know that Jesus did the will of God. Everything he spoke was what God spoke. There's no two ways. There's no two things here. It's one way, and he's it. Jesus thinks like his father. Last one, Roger. I'll try to hit this one. Ain't the last one. There's three more after this, but we're going to call it on this one. Number two, Jesus and his father God. Say that with me. I wrote it. It's weird. They're what? They're loyal in love. What do I mean by that? Let's read what Jesus said. I am one that bears witness of myself. And the Father that sent me bears witness of who? Me, he says. Then said they unto him, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you don't know me, nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my who. They are totally loyal. God is not going, listen really clear to me today. God is not going to create another religion or let you get by with creating another religion where you're going to get to heaven. Do you hear me or not? But they're good people. They seem to do good things. It has nothing to do with it. God had one son. His name was Jesus. And he is loyal to his son because his son is him. That's crazy talking, ain't it? God became man so we could be saved. There's no other way to get to heaven than Jesus Christ. Loyal. The mind of Christ. Should I be loyal to Christ? Yes or no? Sure. Oh, okay, it's great. You got your religion. It's taking people to hell. Why would I put my arm around somebody and say, good job, buddy? Now, I want to put my arm around them. I want to show them love. That's the mind of Christ. But I also want to show them truth. Amen? Come on. I'm losing some of you. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth. I came from Him. Neither came I of myself, but God sent me, my Father. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you can't hear my word. They didn't have the mind of Christ. But we have the mind of Christ. We should be able to hear His word without somebody getting up and walking out on me. Do you hear me or not? I'm sorry that your politics and mess matter more than the word of God. That shows you where your head is. It's in the toilet. You hear me today? That's too strong, ain't it? I'm getting ugly in my old age. You know who else's head is in the toilet sometimes? Mine. And the way home is repent. Amen. And turn, Gary. That's called the mind of what? Christ. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my what? My Father. They are totally loyal. You are not going to have the Father's blessing on your life if you're not following Jesus Christ. It's impossible. He that has my commandments, say it with me, and does what? Keeps them. So he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that what? Loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my who? And Jesus said, and I will love him, and we will make ourselves what? Manifest. I've said it before, the best way you can know that you love God, that you love Jesus, is not raising your hand. Look at me, I love Jesus, amen. I like raising my hands. But the best way we show that we love Jesus is when our mind is changed. And our mind, I mean our heart, our will. We start to see, gosh, I hate that about me. That's not right. Why do I do it? Well, I'm a sinner. I've got His way's the right way. My way's the wrong way. But it's not me being better or you being better than me. It's me wanting to have a relationship with the Lord. Does that make sense to anybody? I think it does. Jesus answered, said unto him, if a man love me, he'll keep my words. Not just my words. That's the word of God. And my Father will what? Love him. And we will come and make our what with you? Abode. Isn't it nice to have the Lord walk with you? Yes or no? How many knows what it is? I mean, you're okay saying this, I think. How many say, I know what it is to walk with the Lord and have the Lord walking with me? Us being on the same page. Are we always on the same page? Yes or no? No. But it is nice. And having the mind of Christ is reading His commands, reading His words, obeying His words, believing His words. God's going to be loyal to Jesus, His word, the truth. He's not going to be loyal to you as far as let you just, whatever you think goes. That's ridiculous. He's going to pop you right upside the head with that. Say that with me. He that what? Listen. Don't say you believe in Jesus and you love Jesus if you don't believe in Him and you don't love Him. You got it? Or just because somebody has another religion. A lot of these other religions hate Jesus. Or they give Him a little spot on their little, you know, whatever. I'm telling you. When somebody loves Jesus, God what? For loving who? God is loyal in His love to Jesus. Not to somebody's creed or whatever you've learned somewhere. Say this with me. When someone rejects who? God does what? For rejecting who? Say it one more time. When someone rejects, God rejects for rejecting His. Got it? Why should I be saved? Why should I put my faith in Christ? Here's His words. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the who, but by who? Did Jesus say that? is that His words? Do you believe that? If you don't believe it, you're not of God. You're not in the family of God. But I'm a good person. Congratulations. But you're not born again. You're not saved. Saul was a mighty religious man. He was lost. Nicodemus. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus? You remember exactly what He said? Nicodemus, you must be what? Born again. God's loyal to Jesus. Are you following Him? Do you believe in Him today? Let's thank God for His word. We'll quit right there. It's game day. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen.